This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to this latest edition of Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 8 F as in Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
Nobody.
And
tyrants have been calling them. They only asked for 2 weeks. Well... seems like a little more than 2 weeks, right? Mid-March to the 1st of June. So welcome to the dystopian summer, everybody.
Courtesy, oh, happy day.
Courtesy of your friendly neighborhood tyrants known as presidents and governors and assorted other politicians, city leaders, mayors, etc., and so on. And then... combine that now. So dystopian spring was basically all about the lockdowns and all this new terminology we've had to learn. The new normal, right, is one of them. I really hate that one myself. Social distancing, which, like military intelligence, is an oxymoron. You the last thing you're going to do when you're being social is be distant. Generally speaking, social means, hey, get together. You know, let's be social. Let's have a party. Let's get together. Let's go to the bar. Let's dance or whatever. I got to witness today driving by a place that is a dance school for children. Somebody doing social distance dance classes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere, wow. You know, nearabouts in my neighborhood is a dance studio of sorts. And they teach, you know, kids dancing. And, you know, it's not unusual for them to hold a class outside in the summertime when it's nice out, that kind of a thing. But this was significantly different. Each of the students was, you know, spaced a good 6 feet away from each other. And the instructor also, you know, sort of in the front and definitely more than 6 feet away from the students. And had to literally, like, bark orders instead of, like, walking up to the student and, like, showing them how to, like, hold themselves or put themselves in the right position or stand appropriately. They had to bark the orders out to and attempt to demonstrate. It was
like this.
Yeah. It was a ridiculous display. It would be like a coach teaching a kid baseball and... just having to describe how to properly spread your legs in front of the plate and hold the bat instead of, like, coming up behind him and, like, kind of tugging at your shoulders and maybe, you know, pushing down on your leg or whatever to get you in the right position to make that swing. You know, it was just this, like, super descriptive order barking kind of thing. And I was just like, what has the world come to? And I decided that, well,
so crazy.
We've left the dystopian spring and now we've entered dystopian summer. And on top of all of that crap, enter some, you know, nice riots that we've got going on, apparently, all across the nation. All the big cities are having them. I had some indications.
The riots seem to be the best things going on.
Well, I guess it depends on your
strange as that
definition
sound.
Of best. I had some indications from some of my Seattle folks that one of the, we'll say, less... wealthy areas of the area north of Seattle, known as Everett, Washington, the whole separate city. But they were gearing up for the protests tonight by boarding up businesses in advance of the protests. People were talking about, oh, yeah, I was over at Target. Oh, yeah, I actually helped these guys, you know, put the boards up over their windows and that kind of thing. So being one of the less wealthy areas, you know, in that area, of the country, or that state anyway, I expect to see the same thing we've been seeing as far as the riots are concerned. You know,
they've been in a lot of cities.
It'll start out peacefully, and then it'll turn violent, and we'll see things burning. And I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that. I prefer to see the protests not escalate into that kind of thing. I saw some video recently of a guy getting beat down by an angry mob.
You're talking as if the protests. I don't really see it as this is something that's starting out peaceful and then escalating into violence.
Really?
The violence starts with the police. Okay, and
that
the protests are in response to this. So these things are starting out violent with violent attacks on citizens by bureaucratic thugs.
Yep, that's great
okay?
so far.
And it's taking the citizens a little while to match up with their brutality,
mm-hmm.
but the brutality is there at the beginning and in the end.
That's right.
And it does. And the source of the brutality is not the citizens, it's the government.
But what you also have is, it turns out there's a good chance that it's also the government gangsters who are starting some of the more destructive acts. There's an interesting video that we talked about over the weekend where one of the guy who broke the windows at the Auto Zone several days ago now in Minneapolis when this was all getting started, there's a good chance that guy is a cop.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was not only the video of him doing it where the other protesters were confronting him over it and, you know, shaming him for it, and he comes up and tries to intimidate them. Later, somebody matched up some photographs of a St. Paul, Minnesota police officer with this guy's freeze frames from the video showing his eyes, and then his ex-girlfriend jumped in and said, yeah, that's him.
Yep.
I mean, I recognize how he walks, how he carries himself. I mean, that's definitely my ex-boyfriend.
Yep.
The St. Paul Police Department put out a series of tweets saying, no, it's not true. It's not our guy.
They released an official statement, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Wow.
But the violence that I'm talking about.
Who do you believe, the St. Paul Police Department or his ex-girlfriend and all the people on the internet who did the sleuthing to figure it out?
Oh, I'm convinced that guy was a cop, an agent provocateur. But violence that I'm talking about, nobody, is the violence against the innocent. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm talking about people who get caught up, you know, and get beat because, you know, they just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They're taking part in these protests.
And that's happening by the police, too, where they arrest
I'm not saying
CNN
it's not.
People.
I'm just saying
shooting
that
at...
What, yeah, they are shooting at people. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the articles I brought in today literally says that the National Guard is being rolled out in lieu of the military being rolled out. The military has been authorized to roll out to the streets of the United States, the actual military.
Yeah, as you would expect them to do.
And so in lieu of that, they're rolling out National Guard, who are carrying live ammo, live clips. They've been authorized to carry live ammo. Now, we've already
that
heard...
That should work out as well as Kent State did.
Yeah, we've already heard about in one place, I don't remember the exact specific area, but in one place, there were a bunch of riot police, you know, making their way down a street towards a protest. Somebody heard a shot, and they decided to fire back, killing several people.
Oh, my.
Or at least hitting them with bullets who were otherwise unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
So that has already happened.
Where did that happen?
I'm trying to remember where. I didn't put it down.
Because there was video of, I think, guardsmen or police. It might have been police.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell the difference, right?
Right.
But the police marching through some residential street. I believe it was Minneapolis, but I've got the link to that. And
where they
start,
fire at the people in the house because they're standing on their porch. And they're like, get inside.
They're shooting like pepper balls or something like that.
Right. They're shooting rubber bullets is what they're
one
shooting.
One or the other.
Yeah.
And that's what they did here in Keene back in 2014 when they had the Pumpkin Fest riots that happened here. The police were armed up with essentially what are basically paintball guns. They have paintball guns, and the paintballs inside them have pepper.
Yeah.
Pepper spray, essentially. So makes things very uncomfortable for the people that are hit with them.
They've already flown a Predator drone over Minneapolis. A military Predator drone over Minneapolis.
Probably still flying over.
I would imagine they're flying over all the major metropolitan areas, and that is scary is not even the right word. It's disturbing on a whole different level to me as a person. Right? I'm not really like frightened of it. I mean, I'm going to die when I'm going to die, whatever. That's fine. I've lived a very adventurous life. I'm surprised I'm still alive at this point. right? So people are, oh my gosh, you know, you're either brave or stupid, and there's a fine line,
right?
A fine line, you know, which one? Right. It's kind of
depends.
Up for debate, you know. You be
who you ask.
You be
it's a subjective
your own judge.
Distinction.
Yeah, you can make your own judgments of me, you know. And that's what people do. You go ahead and do that. I am satisfied with the amount of risks that I've taken and the quality of life that has resulted for me.
Me too.
I am satisfied with all of that.
There's more coming up here. If you want to jump in on the latest on the riots, whatever's been going on, honestly, I haven't been paying attention today. So if something has developed today, I know that there's been a lot of burnings of police cars, lots of troops and violence in the streets. And where's this all going to go? Is this the beginning of the end for the United States?
I hope so.
More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Plus, the terrible news out of the Supreme Court for churches.
Next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
us, come on and give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free number that gets you on the air talking to us and somewhere close to 200 radio stations, depending on the day and wherever we're broadcasting, but also live on the internet and globally via satellite. So 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking a bit about how the dystopian spring has spilled over into the dystopian summer now. And it used to be everybody was saying, oh, it's only 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks. You can be locked down for 2 weeks. And all across the land, all of the politicians are kicking that can down the road, as they love to do with these temporary government programs that seem to...
I don't know. I just saw the news that the tyrant in Michigan, Whitmer, who has engendered a myriad of protests and rightfully so, angry people who want to reopen their business and, you know, get back to normal. There were the barber protests that we talked about a week or so ago, where a dozen barbers showed up at the state capitol. They're cut people's hair illegally. Seven of them got cited for that in that particular case. There were the people that showed up with guns at the state house.
Mm-hmm.
They made big headlines all over the country. And now news came out that Whitmer is signing a reopen order or whatever it's called, that essentially undoes a lot of the restrictions. So now you can go eat inside a restaurant in the state of Michigan, according to the queen there. But
with or without new rules.
Kings, it's probably going to be rules, would be my guess. But King Sununu here in New Hampshire, he's not even allowing you to sit inside a restaurant at this point. So actually, Sununu is even worse than this Whitmer character.
Well, it sounds like we need to follow in the footsteps of the Michigan protesters. We need to go up there with guns and break down the door of the state house and whatever else they did until we get our liberty back.
I mean, it does seem...
Well, you're going to be there on Wednesday.
It's true.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Big news for you. You're filing for your, what do you call it?
Race?
He's going to run for governor.
Right. You're filing the paperwork, but is there a name for the paperwork you have to fill out or something, the forms?
I think it's just called paperwork.
It's just called paperwork. Just regular-ass paperwork.
That's what I call it. All I say, get over here, paperwork.
Well, and it's going to be kind of interesting because usually the way it works here in New Hampshire is there's this little tiny office, the Secretary of State's office. It's on the second floor at the State House building, and you go up there, and they've got like a, I don't know if it's a podium, but something you stand behind, and you can speak, and like usually the media is there, so you can sort of address whichever media is in the room at the time, because it's the first day where people file for office, so there's usually some people that are there. And now that's probably not going to happen at all because of the whole COVID thing. All these government offices are saying that they are closed to the public. So before, where the government people used to make it look like they were trying to serve you, at least to some extent, by having office hours and a place that you could go, now you don't get that. Now it's not a public office.
How horrifying is it to know that the people who call themselves the state now exclusively operate behind closed doors?
Yeah, that's what it's turned into.
That is horrific. I mean, not that the state isn't
always
horrific already.
They always operated exclusively for their own benefit.
Sure, right.
And that's the first thing you got to be aware of. They had a hard time hiding it, and so now they're shutting everything down to the public, so you can't see that they're scamming you.
Right.
But it makes it that much more apparent that they're scamming you.
Yeah, and also remember, you can use, when you hear the term public used by government, substitute the word government or state, and then you start to really understand what they're talking about.
Right.
So are they concerned about public health, meaning do they care about you?
No.
Or are they concerned with the health of the state? And in this case, the state needs secrecy. The state, this is the perfect excuse. The whole COVID-19 is the perfect excuse for the state to become even more secretive than it has ever been, even less accessible than it has ever been before. And so Wednesday morning, when nobody shows up at the state house, they told you what? Knock on the door or call their office or something like that?
And they'll tell us what to do then.
Yeah, so yeah. He won't be able to. The door isn't just going to be
So they
be
probably
unlocked.
Don't even have a plan up until that point.
They may well have a plan. They're not going to let me in on it.
Yeah. Well, what happens if we've got a group of supporters who want to go in and observe you file in this tiny little office? Are they going to prohibit those people from coming in? I expect that they will try their best.
Well, I think we should show up with a group of supporters and find out.
Indeed. Agreed. let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Ghostradamus calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. Ghostradamus, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Compatriots, constituents, to your bro, friend of the Mojo, Stradamus, God Emperor 2040, running for God Emperor in 2040, so you can vote for me for God Emperor 2040. And, you know.
Who's the current God Emperor?
Donald Trump. Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, have you not seen The Float?
No, what is that?
Yeah, if you actually type in God Emperor Float with Trump, like Trump God Emperor Float, you'll pull it up on YouTube. There was a protest in or it wasn't a protest, it was a parade. It was a parade, and they had like a 50-foot tall animatronic of Donald Trump dressed as the God Emperor of Mankind from Warhammer 40K. But he's got like the golden armor and the power claw. He's got a big Twitter sword. It's great. He's the current God Emperor. I still would consider myself to be an ANCAP, but.
An anarcho capitalist?
An anarcho capitalist, but I really love Donald Trump. That guy's great.
What's great about him other than the entertainment value?
That's exactly it. He is an entertainer par excellence. And you know, I tell people when everybody's like, "Why do you like Trump?" When you know you're so anti-government and stuff like that, and I said that you know Donald Trump, I really seriously believe was sent by God to destroy the system. You know, he's the one to bring it down and rebuild it from the ashes. So,
rebuild it?
Bringing it down, but I don't want Trump rebuilding it.
The idea is that the Constitution, at least for me, is that the Constitution was a good idea in theory, you know, to have the idea that we have rights that won't be abridged by governments. And of course, like, you know, over the course.
Except all of those rights have been abridged by government.
Yes, exactly. And so what we need is somebody who's willing to demonstrate to the people what's actually going on. And I think that Donald Trump is really trying to do that.
That's an interesting perspective.
I think that he will like oversee essentially a bankruptcy of the United States.
It's been bankrupt for a long time. I mean, it's
he's really good at it. Yeah,
but it was already bankrupt before he took over.
Yeah, Donald Trump's been bankrupt 13 times, so he knows how to do it.
He does have experience. Thank you for the call tonight, Ghostradamus. I will be sure to vote for you for Emperor God Emperor. Or God Emperor or whatever it is when it comes around, if I feel like voting, I guess. Would you like to vote for Ghostradamus? Give us a call, 855-453.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Independent medical examiners are revealing how George Floyd died.
The evidence is consistent with mechanical asphyxia as the cause of death and homicide as the manner of death.
Dr. Alicia Wilson making her comments during a briefing. Family attorney Benjamin Crump and other attorneys on the case want officers at the scene to be charged with first-degree murder. President Trump telling governors it's up to them to keep their state safe and that the federal government is there to back them up. The president reminding them,
"Get a lot of men. We have all the men and women that you need. If people aren't calling them up, you have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks. You have to dominate."
And June 1st marks the official start of hurricane season. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the violence and looting that's been going on undermines the whole message behind peaceful protests.
Protest that crosses into violence is counterproductive to the message. It undermines the message. It cedes the moral high ground, and it strengthens the hand of those on the other side of the debate.
Johnson speaking there on MSNBC. China is reacting to the United States pulling out of the World Health Organization. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting. After the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism. The official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'm seeing some chatter across the internet that the Army has been deployed in D.C. I'm looking for confirmation of that in some sort of factual context, but
wow, are they after that un-American organization that's operating out of D.C. robbing the people and coordinating murder?
While you and I would hope for that to be the case, I suspect that it may not be the case.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Well, maybe someday they'll start fighting for our freedom, because they seem to still be fighting for our oppressors.
Well, one thing you can do to increase your financial freedom is learn about Bitcoin. And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, there's a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. BitcoinCash.com. In the studio tonight with you, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian, and by the way, Bitcoin BTC just crossed $10,000 in the last hour.
Woohoo!
Nice!
Going up, by the way.
And it's nobody.
The gubernatorial candidate, nobody.
The future governor of New Hampshire.
For the purposes of taking notes on tonight's show, I put down, you know, nobody's gubernatorial campaign, and I had to look up how to spell gubernatorial because I wasn't sure.
There's then, an R in there, though, that doesn't seem to get pronounced.
There is. It's Guber, G-U-B-E-R-N-A-T-O-R-I-A-L, right? Guber, NATO, Ryle.
Wow.
And then I had to look up why is it called gubernatorial. And apparently in federations, governor may be the title of a politician who governs a constituent state and may be either appointed or elected. The adjective pertaining to a governor is gubernatorial from the Latin root gubernare, which is assumably where governor also comes from. So, yes, fun with phonics tonight and Captain Kickass here on the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. I brought in a bit of an article from themintpressnews.com, and the headline reads, National Guard now authorized to use live ammo and flood America's streets. Already,
what could possibly go wrong? It went fine at Kent State, right?
Well, and almost every time something like this occurs, they roll out, you know, military, National Guard, whatever it is, it always ends poorly. Ooh. or ends with something gone horribly awry or unexpected. And it goes on to say, already deployed in multiple states, over 10,000 guardsmen are scheduled to flood Minneapolis streets, representing the first time in its 164-year history that the organization has been fully mobilized. And... Really? And they've been authorized to carry live ammunition. So up until now, you know, we've seen, you mentioned that we saw in Minneapolis some, you know, military-style police, you know, at least what they were wearing, carrying the shields, riot police, mm-hmm. that they were firing rubber bullets. You know, we've seen tossing, you know, the gas canisters and tear gassing the crowds and that kind of a thing. Having these guys carry live ammo, I mean... That just seems like you're asking for trouble. Well, they're looking for it.
I mean, they're out there fighting for the right of police to kill innocents in the street for nothing. So, you know, nothing good is going to come of what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, really the only question is what's going to happen next? You know, is this going to continue to escalate? Or are people going to wrap up and, you know, call it a day and go home? It seems to me like the former is more likely than the latter at this point.
I know, Ian, you keep asking, you know, is this the end? Is this the beginning of the end? Are we at the...
It could be. It's certainly the most potential beginning of an end I've seen in my lifetime.
I would agree with you, and I've had those thoughts. I don't know if I've had them just because you've asked the question, or if I've had them because I'm like, well, this seems to be the, you know, highest number of things sort of going against it that, you know, I've seen in my lifetime anyway. But I know just from studying the cycle of empires that the United States as an empire is certainly on the decline. Right. Mm-hmm. All of the signs are there as far as...
They're overextended worldwide.
Yeah, right. The devaluing of the currency. Right. If you just use Rome as mm-hmm. your sort of rule of thumb or your basis for all of this, that's exactly what happened in Rome. Right. They started shaving pieces off the coins and diluting... You know, oh, let's just make the center of the coin out of something else and coat it in silver. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but yet it was still worth the same. Right. So they physically devalued their currency. Well, the United States government, in conjunction with the Federal Reserve, they just do it digitally. It's the same kind of thing. They're devaluing your money. They're pumping, you know, printed money that's not backed by anything other than the full faith and force of the United States government into the system. And
the full faith, they're going to do what, though?
Oh, well, it so...
They're going to keep killing people? Because
I'm saying the value of the dollar comes from the full faith and force of the United States government. That's the only thing it's backed by. And that force is, you'll take our money or else.
Okay, so it's your faith that they will kill you if you don't do as you're told.
Or if you're looking at it from like an internal to external perspective, your faith that they will go and start bombing whatever country is necessary to maintain the value of that currency.
Wow. Okay. So it's literally blood money.
Oh, yes. Okay. And it has been for quite some time.
Fair enough.
And so that's why I feel like as an empire, you know, they're sort of on the downswing. They have overextended themselves. There's close to 1,000 U.S. bases deployed outside of the United States. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're peacekeeping? No, you're empire building. I'm sorry. If you don't look at it through the propagandized glasses, you know, that you were taught in your schools, in the public schools, about how to view the United States government and worship the flag and all that kind of stuff. If you look at it from a purely empirical point of view, yes, the empire is definitely on a decline.
We can hope.
Yeah, we can hope. We'll talk more about what's going on with the National Guard being deployed and possibly even the military being deployed on U.S. soil, but let's...
What really is the difference between the National Guard and the military?
Oh, that's a really good question.
They called it something different.
The National Guard is theoretically under control of the state governments, whereas the military is under the control of the federal government, but then the federal government in the form of the president has the ability to call up
the National Guard.
And in some cases, governors may refuse him, is my understanding, although I don't know if that's legal or not. I know they've done it from time to time, and I wish they would do it more. But that's all it is. It's a different locus of control. In theory, when the federal government is out of control, the National Guard should fight on the side of the states. But in practice, the National Guard's been out of control for centuries, and the National Government's been out of control for centuries, and the National Guard is always firmly on the side of the state and the tyrants.
Yeah, now the National Guard is, my understanding is they're a part-time force made up of, we'll call them weekend warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, they're former military folks. Who, you know, still want to do something, or they have some sort of, they get a stipend for being in the National Guard, or they want to learn something like, you know, become an EMT or something like that, and they can get those skills and that knowledge in the National Guard as well. And I think it's just like the Army Reserves, where they do, you know, 1 weekend a month, and then, you know, 4 or 3 weeks or whatever, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You know, that kind of a thing. So I believe that sums up the definitions. What do you know about the military being deployed on the streets of the U.S.? If you have any factual evidence to share with us, give us a call at 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up with the live Monday night edition.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. You are in the right place for the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. If you don't know much about Free Talk Live, you can find out more at freetalklive.com. If you'd like to call in, and we have a few calls waiting right now, you can call 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and talk about whatever you want. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. You can also find us at discord.lrn.fm, where we have a number of different chat rooms going on at any time, including an on-air chat room. And if you use our on-air call-in lines, you can sound almost as if you are in the studio with us. And speaking of us, my name is the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined tonight by...
I'm Ian.
And nobody.
Andy Ian.
Ah, there we go. Okay. Apparently there's an amateur audio engineer running the board tonight, so I'll have to scold him later.
We've had
a Russian sound engineer and a check 1-2 and a check 1-2.
Yes, yes.
We've been dealing with multiple technical issues in the studio here tonight. It's just been one of those days.
I made a post to social media that did not get posted. I wanted to mention it on air before we get into your calls and your thoughts and the story that I brought in tonight. But I am a big fan of stand-up comedy. And, of course, stand-up comedy has been shut down, right? Along with all other performing arts in the wake of COVID. There are no bands on tour. There are no comedians on tour.
Oh, but, Captain, you could always just do stand-up from your home on a Zoom connection.
Have you seen this? Have you
no,
ever
it'd
seen
be terrible.
Like, yeah, it's horrific.
You got to have an audience. You got to have people in a room laughing at somebody in order for it to be as funny as it can be. You know, it's like the difference when you're sitting in a room watching a comedy movie alone versus when you're with a group of people. there are going to be more points at which laughter happens with a group because laughter is somewhat contagious.
My point exactly. And part of the thing that I like about watching stand-up comedians is some of them can handle hecklers.
Yeah, really well.
And handle them really well and turn it into part of their act. And yeah. Those are, like, that's where I gain respect for some of these stand-up comedians. So anyway, I'm watching this Netflix bit. I'm dead tired from, you know, working on this project I have going on outside of my regular job and this job. And I just needed something to veg out on. And one of my favorite female stand-up comedians, Maria Bamford, she's fantastic. She has a new Netflix special or Amazon special. I'm not sure which one. That was Amazon. And she's in mid-stride, and she's telling this story about how she learned to ask for more money in her job, in her career. And she makes a mention. She goes, so I was talking to the guy who was booking the show, and I said, how much are we talking about in Bitcoin here? Because we hadn't discussed the fee I was getting paid. And it was just a passing comment that she mentioned Bitcoin. And then, you know, she had a punchline and a joke and all that. And I was like, it took a minute for it to register. I'm like, she just said, how much are we talking about in Bitcoin? So
that's
I went
cool.
And I rewinded the thing, and I listened to it 3 or 4 times just to make sure it was real and that my mind wasn't manufacturing, you know, one of my favorite female stand-up comedians, you know, saying Bitcoin. And no, sure enough, she said it in her act.
Okay.
So I was just thrilled that somebody said Bitcoin, you know. I'm like, whoa, somebody completely unexpected. You know, generally, a lot of, like, the Hollywood types will generally lean left, you know, more so than they'll lean towards libertarianism anyway, and that kind of thing. So it was a surprise just to hear Bitcoin get mentioned by what I consider a mainstream comedian who can, you know, do her own special and all that kind of thing.
Was it a joke?
It was part of a joke.
Okay.
But it wasn't... It wasn't even an important part of the joke. She could have said any kind of currency in there, you know. She could have said, how many rupees are we talking about, or how many, you know, it wasn't even an important part of the joke.
So you didn't feel like she was trying to deprecate Bitcoin?
Not at all.
Or anything like that?
I also didn't really feel like she was trying to support it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was just, you know, saying it to maybe put it in there.
Okay.
For, you know, to either perk
somebody or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, that's amazing that, you know. So... perhaps Bitcoin is beginning to catch on, is really my point of telling that whole story. So,
$10,200 right now for one Bitcoin.
Indeed.
Nice.
So let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live. Let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I want to start with Minneapolis first. You know, the riots in Minneapolis, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and across America, I want your listeners to know are the work of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which
how do you know that?
Well,
I saw a cop smash a window at the Minneapolis riots.
I saw cops murder a guy in Minneapolis. I think that was a contributing factor.
So I'm not going to say you're wrong that there aren't Antifa people out there that are participating in this, but it may very well be agents provocateur from the police who are starting a lot of this.
Yes, but anyway, let me rephrase that. Let's say some participants are from Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which are financed by George Soros, who also financed Occupy Wall Street and the Confederate Monuments Movement, and George Soros is an international Jewish banker and communist. Saying that, these protesters have every right to protest. Black people have been brutalized in this country. It's an open target season on black men. And I was listening intently what you were saying about America, the American empire. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this empire will come to an end. It is evil. It is rotten. Not the people, not the American people. When I mean America's evil, I'm referring to the United States government. That is evil. And talking about, but there's good news, gentlemen, and good news for your listeners. The whole rotten government is going to become crashing down upon its own weight, and I will tell you why. It's not a matter of if. It's merely a matter of when. For the following factors. First of all, the coronavirus is one factor. It helped decimate the economy. Secondly, we're in a second Great Depression.
Well, the coronavirus, first of all, I'm sorry, Scott, the coronavirus didn't decimate the economy. It was the government's mandates about using the disguise of the coronavirus that caused 40 million people to suddenly become unemployed within 8 weeks.
It was a pretext. I agree. The economy was sick. It was a sick economy even before the coronavirus.
It was.
But if you think that we have problems now in Minneapolis, Wait till the unemployment benefits run out for the 40, really 50 million Americans. No stimulus, no food in their stomachs, can't pay their mortgages, can't pay their car payments. There won't be enough cops and National Guardsmen to put out the fire. And that's what that's the writing on the wall, gentlemen. That's what America's headed for.
But what's going to stop the payments from being made? Because the federal government just uses the Federal Reserve to print more and more and more.
That's where you're wrong. And this, the more that they print, even the Federal Reserve, their days are gonna hit a brick wall because they're printing trillions. It's such a horrible, frightening.
No, I think what Captain Kickass was saying was why do you think the checks are gonna stop?
They're not gonna run out of paper and ink,
right? Or digital zeros.
This is what they will run out of. They can print up a trillion. They can print up 50 trillion. But there will come a day, gentlemen, where our money will become like Weimar Germany after World War I.
Oh, hyperinflation, right.
$1 trillion, maybe $10,000 to buy a loaf of bread. In other words, the Federal Reserve is going to put itself out of business. And when that happens, and you know the sign for that, when gold goes to $5,000 to $10,000 an ounce, that will literally be the death of the United States dollar. And once the dollar dies, this whole rot United States government will come.
I'm ready.
Hey, Scott, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. You know, what he says has some merit. Mm-hmm. And if you are concerned about the value of your wealth, your savings, and what you have, I can only recommend that you diversify. You know, and that is to say, don't keep all of your savings, your wealth, whatever it is you're earning, don't keep it all in the U.S. dollar. Put some of it into other stuff. Buy a little bit of gold. Buy a little bit of Bitcoin. Buy a little bit of Ethereum. Buy a little bit of Bitcoin Cash. Buy a little bit of Dash. Buy a little bit of whatever, you know, cryptocurrency or other valuable items, right? You could just buy jewelry, buy musical equipment, anything that folks would deem of value, ammunition, right? These are other things of value that are very liquid.
Cigarettes and alcohol.
Cigarettes and alcohol are...
Toilet paper,
obviously, is, you know, these things can all be viewed as currency.
Which is still hard to find, by the way. It's out there now. You can actually get some of it, but it's not well-stocked toilet paper.
That's true. Yeah. And I think I mentioned before, the reason that a shot of alcohol, like a shot of whiskey, mm-hmm. is called a shot is because that used to be the exchange rate for one round of ammunition. One shell, right. One loaded shell was one shot. So you'd walk into a bar in the Old West or whatever, and you'd put down one bullet and say, I'd like a shot of whiskey, please. And they would pour you a shot, and that's how it got its name. So those things can indeed be currency. And if you want to protect yourself, diversifying,
in
my opinion. And I'm not a financial analyst.
Nope.
I'm just a regular dude who has done this, and I am very happy that I did. Yeah. I'm very happy that I diversified. So have you diversified? Are you putting your money into other things other than the United States dollar? If so, you can give us a call at 855-450-free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more coming up, including your calls and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances.
It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.